This is Steve Kelly, Vision Rehab Therapist at the Iris Network, and this podcast is a follow-up to a presentation I gave at the AVRT conference in Birmingham, Alabama, August 10th, 2016. And during that presentation, as luck would have it, some of the technology failed, specifically the Amazon Echo, which I was demonstrating. So this MP3 audio is a follow-up to that portion of the presentation that couldn't be delivered. We were talking about the AT assistive technology waiting pool. In essence, just some simple devices to use to get an individual interested in access technology or doing some additional training in access technology using tools that they might have available to them, like the NLS Talking Book Player and the Amazon Echo. So this portion relates to the Amazon Echo. So I just want to bring up the Amazon Echo, the Siri personal digital assistant that comes with the iOS devices, and OK Google, which comes with many of the other Android devices. So let's check the technology. Alexa, are you here this morning?
I can't find the answer to the question I heard.
Okay. Well, Alexa's here. Say hello, Alexa. Alexa's partially here this morning. Alexa is the voice on the Amazon Echo. Good morning, Siri. Are you here today?
I have nothing on my calendar, if that's what you're asking.
Siri's here. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. Okay, Google. And apparently Google is not quite with us this morning, and that could have to do with the recording. So anyhow, we have the Amazon Echo working. And as I mentioned in the conference, the Amazon Echo comes in three flavors. There's the Echo, which is $179 from Amazon. There is the Tap, which is a version with, I believe, less microphones, so you have to touch a button in order to get it to initiate. That's $129. And then the Amazon Dot is an $89 version, and that comes without speakers, so you have to connect speakers up by Bluetooth. But it gives you some options, and they all use the Alexa voice. One of the things that concerns me a little bit when we use some of this technology is that by using it, and I think it's easy to talk about this in terms of the Siri personal digital assistant. Sometimes I see this technology as teaching an incomplete concept. And by that I mean, for example, you could use Siri to send a text message or send an email to someone who's already in the concepts or already in the contacts app on your iOS device. So if you have Steve Kelly in your contacts on your iPhone, you can use Siri to send Steve Kelly a text message or an email. And you don't need to learn anything about text messaging or emailing. You just follow the commands with Siri, which is send a text or send an email, and follow the prompts, and that is sent. If that is the only goal of a student is just to accomplish that one task, not to learn anything about email or texting using the iPhone, then that's okay. I bring it up only because I think sometimes using these personal digital assistants have us teaching these incomplete concepts when perhaps that's not what we want to do. Okay, returning to the Amazon Echo. So some of the points I'd like to make is that the Echo's simplicity really depends on having someone else setting it up if the user is not familiar with this technology. So someone else is going to have to download the Alexa app from Amazon and put it on a computer or a tablet and go through the setup process. And then also to set up some of the things that are called skills on the Echo. These things are also called apps on the Android and the iOS devices. And then Wi-Fi, the internet connection, will have to be set up. The commands that are then used on the Amazon Echo, the voice commands, those are something that a person is then going to have to practice, or in some cases, memorize. So let's take a look at one of these skills. One of the things that I really like to do with the Amazon Echo is to use it to listen to technology podcasts. And again, one of the things that I think makes it so valuable, perhaps, as an educational tool, is the ability that a person could listen to some of these podcasts and increase their knowledge of technology. So let's take a look at the podcast Apple Vis. And the command is, Alexa, open Apple Vision podcast on TuneIn Radio.
You'd like to play the program called Open Apple Vision, right?
Yes.
I can't get the program Open Apple Vision from TuneIn right now.
Alexa, play Apple Vision podcast on TuneIn.
You'd like to play the program called Apple Vision, right?
Yes.
Apple Vis podcast. Getting the latest episode. Here it is from TuneIn.
Hello. And welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Welcome back to another Apple Vis podcast, everybody. I'm Mike Malarcy, and in this episode, I'm going to show you guys how to use the Uber app. If somehow
Alexa,
you still have no idea what Uber
go
is,
back.
Imagine it as a... Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Welcome back to another Apple Vis podcast, everybody. I'm Mike Malarcy, and in this episode, I'm going to show you guys how to use the Uber app.
Alexa,
if
stop.
Somehow you...
Okay, that gives you just an example. We had the most recent Apple Vis podcast open up and started to play. You can generally move backwards and forwards through the podcast, especially if there is a series by using the command go back, although I noticed that this was interpreted by Alexa to mean go back to the beginning of the podcast. Let's take a look at a demonstration of some reading. So in this case, I've enabled a skill with the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and they do newspaper reading. And traditionally, I believe this is just a radio station that you would pick up, but it is available on TuneIn. So the command for this is, Alexa, open the Triangle Radio Reading Service on TuneIn.
Triangle Radio Reading Service on TuneIn.
The loss of several key traders, most notably co-founder Chris Rokos. And now it's time to take a short break from the Wall Street Journal, and we'll be back after this.
Alexa, stop. So one of the things that you may have noticed at this point is that the initial command for anything with the Amazon Echo is simply using the name Alexa. And once you use that keyword, that brings Alexa to alert, turns on the microphones, and the Amazon Echo is now listening to the command that would follow. And in that case, the command was simply to open the Triangle Radio Reading Service skill on TuneIn Radio, and it began playing that. Let's take a look at another skill, which is a to-do list. And what I've done is, because I had some difficulty remembering all of these different commands that I was putting together, I actually put the commands on a to-do list on the Amazon Echo. And so I can play back some of my to-dos and refresh my memory. Alexa, what's on my to-do list?
You have 12 to-dos. Here are the 5 most recent. Apple Vision podcast on TuneIn. Mystic Access podcast from TuneIn. Triangle Radio reading service on TuneIn. Blind Sport podcast from TuneIn. Cool Blonde track from TuneIn. Would you like to hear the next 5 to-dos?
No. So you can see that I've gotten the first 5 of about 15 to-do items that I added to my to-do list. And to add an item to the to-do list is relatively easy. Alexa, add to my to-do list.
What can I add for you?
This is just an example of an item I'm adding to my to-do list. Create a podcast.
I'm adding on your to-do list.
Okay, it was added. She also cut me off just a little bit, but it gives you an idea of the basic idea behind it. It's relatively simple. Alexa, switch accounts.
Now in Associates' account.
Alexa, switch accounts.
Now in Steve's account.
I have 2 accounts set up, which is really not something that needs a great deal of attention. I'm just explaining the last command. On the one account, I have access to Audible books. On the other account, I don't. So for my next demonstration, I simply wanted to demonstrate how a person could read an Audible book, a book that's purchased by audible.com. Alexa, read my book.
Getting the book from Steve's Audible library. Resuming lights out. There's 20 minutes left in the chapter and 4 hours 44 minutes left in the book.
Had been overdrawn. She repeatedly stressed the resilience of the electric grid, echoing the power company executives we met in part 1. She credits owners and operators with having put into place mechanisms and redundancies that would mitigate any cyber attack.
Alexa, stop. The book that I'm reading is Ted Koppel's book, Lights Out. And I can pause the book. I can move forward in the book, move backward in the book. I can also increase or decrease the volume of the reading using voice commands. Another skill that's really handy is the calendar. And in order to use the calendar, a calendar first needs to be set up in Google. And again, this is something that would have to be set up in advance of a person using the calendar. But let's just take a quick look at how the calendar might work. Alexa, what's on my calendar for this August?
Sorry, I cannot answer questions for events in the past.
Alexa, what's on my calendar today?
There's nothing scheduled for the rest of the day.
Alexa, add an event to my calendar.
Sure. For when?
10 a.m.
On what day?
Today.
And what's the name of the event?
record a podcast for AVRT?
That's record a podcast for AVRT today at 10 a.m., right?
Yes.
Okay, I've added that.
Okay, now that I have added an event to my calendar, let's see if the event is actually on my calendar. Alexa, read my calendar for today.
Today, there is one event remaining. At 10 a.m. there's record a podcast for AVRT.
Okay, so the event has gotten onto my calendar, and I was able to play it back, and you can go from there. All of these events do appear in the Google Calendar, but you don't really need to have access to the calendar using the tablet or a computer. You can retrieve the events using the Amazon Echo. You will not be able to delete events, however. Those would have to be deleted by using the tablet or the computer and going into your Google Calendar. There are many other features of the Amazon Echo. I'm just hoping that intrigues your curiosity a little bit more on trying to use the Echo as a training tool. It's very easy to use, and some of the skills are easy enough to initiate once they're set up. So I think there's an awful lot of potential for using this as a way to get a person a little additional training, and perhaps just an overall interest in moving forward with technology. The Amazon Echo can be purchased by going to Amazon.com. Let's turn our attention just for a moment to the Siri app on the iOS devices. And as I mentioned before, there are certain things that can be done just using Siri. And to initiate Siri on one of the devices, you press and hold the home button, and you'll hear the beep come up. And after the beep, you can issue the command. So in this case, we're going to try to send an email to someone who already exists in our contacts. And in this case, it's Bonnie Guzzi, my supervisor at the Iris Network, and she's in my contacts. Send an email to Bonnie Guzzi.
Which email address for Bonnie Guzzi?
The first email address.
What's the subject of the email?
Hi, Bonnie. This is just a demonstration.
What would you like your email to say?
Bonnie, comma, I'm just doing a quick demonstration using Siri to send an email message, period. So just ignore this, period. Hope you're having a great day, period. Steve.
Okay, here's your email message to Bonnie Guzzi. Are you ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send it.
So the email message was sent, and by the same token, I can ask Siri to read my most recent emails. Read my most recent email.
Here's an email message. At 8:31 a.m., the Carroll Center for the Blind sent you an email about news and events 08/17. Go https://.
Okay, so I could just follow the prompts and continue going through my emails if I wished. The nice thing about this is that if a person's only goal is to be able to quickly send and receive an email to a family member just using these voice commands, this is a way that they could do it. The downside is, again, it's going to be a rather incomplete concept in the sense that they are really not going to learn anything about the tablet or the iPhone or the email app for that matter, they're just going to be able to learn the specific skill associated with the Siri app. But again, it gives you an idea of some of the things that you could do with someone to get them intrigued in technology and moving forward a little bit, and help them make the next step. I hope this has been helpful and useful and fills in the gap that was left when the Amazon Echo failed to connect to the Wi-Fi during the conference. Again, this is Steve Kelly. It's been my pleasure to do this presentation, and you can find me at the Iris Network in Portland, Maine, or at www.lowvisiontech.com. Thank you.